The Oklahoma City bombing, April 19th, 1995. Where were you?
I was downtown at the office when that went off.
At the sheriff's office?
At the sheriff's office. It was just up the street from us at that time.
The Murrah Building.
Yeah. When it went off, I was at my desk, and the whole place went boom, boom. We got up and could see the smoke and stuff, and we walked up there, my partner and I. We got there, it was just a real crumbled mess.
So you felt the explosion?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your first thoughts were you didn't know?
Well, I didn't know what it could be.
If you were just a block away.
Well, it was a few blocks. It was up the street. I walked up to it. I didn't need to drive.
So what are your thoughts then when you walk up to it?
Well, I didn't know what could have caused that. It was all rubble. You couldn't go into it. You know, just a big mass of stone and rock.
Was the sheriff's office then called into duty? Were you called into duty?
I was already on duty at the time.
Okay, what did you do as being on duty?
There wasn't anything I could do as far as that was. They shoot everybody off because it was a dangerous situation.
So who took over? The police department?
Yes, they did.
They were in charge?
Well, at that point.
At that point, right.
I'm sure the ATF came in and everybody else in the state and the feds and everybody probably came in.
But the sheriff's department in the ensuing days had to have some role to play, didn't you?
Well, they were looking for the people who did it.
Yes.
But that's all that I know of.
Other than that, the sheriff's role wasn't big.
I'm not too sure what the sheriff's, you know, there's different departments of the sheriff's. I was in the civil division. They have a criminal division and an investigative division.
Yeah. You were one of the first on the scene. They hadn't cordoned it off yet.
No, well, they were doing it while we were there.
Yeah.
And they didn't want anybody close to it.
Did you see anything?
No.
168 people were dead in that?
No, I didn't see any.
You didn't see any of that?
No. They gave a description of the car that drove off. In the course of our work, we were looking for something like that.
For Timothy McVeigh's car.
Yeah.
And then Timothy McVeigh's car was stopped by a highway patrolman, and we know the rest of the story from there on.
When that exploded, we could feel it here at this house.
Here in Bethany?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was quite...
And you remember at the same time?
Uh-huh.
At 9:02?
Yeah, because I tried to call him, because I knew it was downtown, you know, and I couldn't get through to him at all. But then he called me to tell me that they were okay.
Retired from there, and I haven't done anything since.
You haven't done anything since?
Traveled.
Oh, travel.
We've done a lot of
traveling. You've done a lot of traveling.
We've driven to Alaska 3 times.
Still want to go back.
Don't you have motorcycles?
I have a Honda 750. It's a 4-cylinder.
Notice how his face brightens up when he says that?
Well, it does because I saved the money to buy that. When I got enough money saved out of my allowance to buy it, I bought it.
Yeah.
Since I bought that in 2003, I've been saving for a Harley.
Oh.
Okay? And I finally got enough money to buy a Harley. But I've run out of years, not money.
Oh. And maybe Diane, too, saying...
I've never said
one. No, she never said a thing.
He's a grown man.
How did the military life affect your personal life? Did military rules apply to your family? Did you call reveille in the morning? Did they have to make their bed a certain way? Did they have a gig line? Tell us about that, huh? Yeah, Diane's looking at you kind of, yeah. What are you going to say to that?
I would say I probably did.
You ran your house like military?
Not so much the house, but we would go to the store and they'd walk. Him and then the girls right behind him.
Right, like you're walking in the file. Did you tell him, walk behind me as you're marching in?
He just, you will behave, you will.
I just made sure they straightened out, they behaved.
He wasn't mean or anything like that, but he was strict with them.
Yeah, I didn't let him give her any guff either.
Right. Did they have to make their beds in military style?
No.
No.
It wasn't that bad. We ate at certain times.
Yeah.
You know, and when dinner came, everybody had to be at the table at specific times and things like that.
Great.
He was strict with them in certain ways that they had to be polite to people, not rude, and, you know, things like that. Not mean at all.